Sukkot is the backdrop for some of the most powerful and significant teachings of Yeshua. We'll be looking at excerpts of his teachings, emphasizing the meaning of this feast in relation to Messiah. The entire account can be found in John chapter 7 and verses 1 through chapter 9 and verse 41. This would be a Sukkot celebration like no other in history. Throughout Yochanan's account, Yeshua is challenged by the religious leaders, threatening to arrest him. He will go on to answer questions and perform miracles during this feast that would further establish who he is, but not without confrontation. One of his most important teachings that relates him to being Adonai Sevaot, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, happened here, in John chapter 8 and verse 12. Yeshua spoke to them again, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light which gives life." It is Yeshua who not only created the light that exists, but is the light, the hope of anyone who believes in him. The light of the future new heaven and new earth will be him. Revelation chapter 21 and verses 22 and 23. "I saw no temple in the city, for Adonai, God of heaven's army, is its temple, as is the Lamb. The city has no need for the sun or the moon to shine on it, because God's Shekhinah, his glory, gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it." And Revelation chapter 22 and verse 5. "Night will no longer exist, so they will need neither the light of the lamp nor the light of the sun, because Adonai God will shine upon them, and they will reign as kings forever and ever." This is but one of his teachings. During Sukkot was also a time where he conveyed being a river of living water, thus connecting him to Adonai in the wilderness with Israel. His teachings were challenged, his identity was challenged, even his birth was challenged. That I will discuss next time. Feel free to visit our website, shalommaine.com. We have created articles on all the feasts, including Sukkot, that will provide you with a wealth of information you may have never known before. You will gain a Jewish perspective on the Messiah of your faith and how it impacts your relationship. If you have been blessed with this segment and would like to support our efforts with a tax-deductible gift, you can send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. In supporting this broadcast, you are also supporting Maine's first and only Messianic Jewish synagogue. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.